And we are back here on Out of the Woods. Got the new CD here from Brad Kolrick. It's called Tucson. And here's Brakeman's Door on Out of the Woods.
Well, he gave his years to that mighty iron horse, and he loved his time on the rails. He spent his days gazing over prairie land, and he knew these towns. They would haul the coal and the wood and the grain, and the towns they grew by the rails. He watched the change as the immigrants came, and their children would wait. But now he signals no one from the brakeman's door. For 100 years it ran through here. Now he goes soaring silence outside the brakeman's door. Well, he kept the time on that silver pocket watch that his father picked up in Omaha. The back opened up to a picture of her, and she would always be there. They called her Maggie, but she was born Imogene. Truest love that never was, 'cause another man had wrongly taken her hand when she carried his child. Now he signals no one from the brakeman's door. For 100 years it ran through here. Now he goes so silence outside the brakeman's door. When a heart is broken, there's nowhere left to fly. When steel wheels leave the station, there's a mighty emptiness behind. Train past the Upstill Hotel, he could feel his heart coming home. And Imogene, she was standing on her porch, just a ghost of a woman. But things don't always go the way that we planned, and the blood of this town was on the rails. When the railroad changed, Maggie had to move on to another railroad town. And now he waits in Long Pine for her heart no more. 'Cause ain't that secret to his grave about the woman he adored?
promise you your pretty little feet, and who's gonna glove your hand? Who's gonna kiss your red ruby lip? Who's gonna be your man?
Papa's gonna shoe my pretty little feet, Mama's gonna glove my hand, Sister's gonna kiss my
take some time.
right. Brand new stuff there from the Show Ponies from their new 5-song EP, Run For Your Life. That was Honey, Dog, and Home, featuring Banjo Whiz and IBMA Banjo Player of the Year, Noam Pekelny, right there for you. Also had the Stray Birds in there from their brand new CD, Best Medicine. And we heard Who's Gonna Shoe. Everybody got some singing in on that one. Great stuff. Hot Rise, a nice instrumental from their latest one, When I'm Free. And we heard Glory in the Meeting House. And we started you off there with a little proof that you're listening to a live produced radio program, even though this is a pre-recorded show. I sit here and listen to the music as I'm doing it. And I think I cut the end off of Brad Kolrick's song there, Brakeman's Door, from his new CD, Tucson. Sorry, Brad. We'll catch you next time. Anyway, you're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from beautiful central New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calkard. Glad to have you along. We're going to kind of launch into some bluegrass here and play some really old stuff. There's two new releases out. Both are stuff from just a year apart in 1963. And 1964, respectively. We're going to start off, though, with Red Allen and Frank Wakefield from a new CD called The WDON Recordings, 1963. And we're going to follow it up with Jim and Jesse and the Virginia Boys from some stuff that was recorded also on the radio back in 1964. But right now, from Red Allen and Frank Wakefield, here's Wayfaring Stranger on Out of the Woods.
Just a poor and weary stranger traveling through this world of woe. I'm just going over Jordan. I'm just going. There's no sickness, toll, or danger in that bright world to which I go. I'm going there to see my mother. When I get there, no more I'll roam. I'm just going.
Girls and one. I'll tell you what to do. Don't fall in love with a pretty little girl unless you know she's true.
There's more pretty girls than one. There's more pretty girls than one. Every town I ramble, there's more pretty girls than one. There's more pretty girls than one.
Nobody saw him running from 16th Avenue. They never found a fingerprint or the weapon that was used. But someone killed country music, cut out its heart and soul. They got away with murder down on Music Row.
And the lust for worldwide fame slowly killed tradition, and for that someone should hang. They all say not guilty, but the evidence will show that murder was committed down on Music Road.
For the steel guitars no longer cry, and you can't hear fiddles play. With drums and rock and roll guitars turned all up in your face.
Now Hank, he wouldn't have a chance.
On today's radio,
since they committed murder down on Music Row. They thought no one it. Once it was dead and gone, they said no one would buy them old drinking and cheap songs. Well, there ain't no justice in it, and the hard facts are cold. You know there's been an down on Music Road. For the steel guitars no longer cry, and you can't hear fiddles play. With drums and rock and roll guitars turned all up in your face.
While the hat, he wouldn't have a chance.
On today's radio,
since they committed murder down on Music Road, why, they'd even tell the possum to pack up and go back home. There's down on Music Road.
Ah, very nice. Another great version from the guy who wrote the song. I know that one ended up on country radio somewhere along the way, too. Can't remember who did that, but Larry Cordell, of course, wrote that, and he performed it way back when as well. But this is from the new CD, All-Star Duets, and Daryl Singletary helping him out on the vocal duties this time around. Murder on Music Row. So true, so true. Jim and Jesse and the Virginia Boys from the new CD, Radio Shows, 24 Fan Favorites. Going way back to 1964, we heard There's More Pretty Girls Than One, and we started off that short set, Red Allen and Frank Wakefield, also from way back then, 1963, the WDON recordings, we heard Wayfaring Stranger. Well, folks, we got to take another quick break, but we will be right back after this.